Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the 2018 Healthcare Business Women's Association, or the HBA, as we like to call it, podcast series. My name is Julie Kelly, and I am the hostess with the mostest for this program today, as well as an HBA volunteer leader. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the HBA is a global nonprofit organization comprised of individuals and organizations from across the healthcare industry committed to achieving gender parity in leadership positions, facilitating career and business connections, and providing effective practices that enable organizations to realize the full potential of their female talent. Now, podcast programming is just one way we support our members to achieve our mission. And today, our exciting discussion is on how millennials are driving gender parity in the workplace. And we know this is such a focus for the HBA. And to provide insight on this topic, I have two members from our Tomorrow's Executives New York, New Jersey chapter. In fact, they're the co-leads for this affinity group. Jen Beecham is a Senior Product Manager for Yada Pharma, and Krista Fieselman is a Grants Payment Senior Finance Associate at Covance. So welcome, Jen and Krista.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hi, Jen.
Yeah, so let's find out a little bit about our guests before we get into our discussion. Jen, let's start with you. Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself and your role as one of the co-leads for the Tomorrow's Executives Affinity Group for the New York, New Jersey chapter?
Sure. So I joined HBA about 2 years ago, and I started off volunteering for the Tomorrow's Executives Group. After about 2 years of volunteering and participating in one of the Tomorrow's Executives signature events, one of the co-leads is rolling off, and Krista and Julia had invited me to step up as the co-lead for the group. This is my first year co-leading the group with Krista, and our roles are really just to drive the strategic vision of Tomorrow's Executives, which is meant to provide young professionals an opportunity to lead as well as volunteer at the HBA.
Wonderful. And tell us a little bit about what your day job's all about, Jen.
Sure. So at Reata, I am a senior product manager currently. I joined the company 4 years ago. It's a developmental pharma company. I joined during phase two time period, and my role has been very fluid, and it's grown a lot while I was there, mostly starting with analysis that the company needed as we were moving into phase three and just very recently moving into a marketing role.
Wow, you seem to do a lot there. And what? Tell me a little bit about your education.
Sure. So I studied at the University of Pennsylvania. I did my bachelor's in biochemistry and biomedical engineering and did my master's in bioengineering.
Very interesting. So you're right back in the industry. I think you did a little time in finance, didn't you, as well, before you got right into the industry, the biopharm industry?
Yes, I did. It was a little bit of a departure from what I studied, and I enjoyed it all the same. I did some programming and technology at an investment bank.
Well, certainly you can use that everywhere. So welcome to the call. Thanks for your contribution to
the HBA.
You're welcome. And now we would like to focus on Krista, our other co-lead. It's actually Krista who suggested this topic for the podcast. And thank you, Krista. This is a great, great topic. Why don't you share a bit about your background, yourself, and how you're impacting our Tomorrow's Executives with your programming?
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for having us, and thanks for highlighting this important topic. Millennials or young professionals driving gender parity, it's something I've been interested in for a while. So when the idea, you called out for podcast topics, I jumped at the chance. My background is in academia. I have a bachelor's in biochemistry, a master's in nutrition science, and I've worked in nutrition clinical studies. And I got linked up with HBA because I was working at Rutgers, and I just attended an event, and the people who I met were amazing. So I started to get more and more involved and was asked to be co-lead of Tomorrow's Executives, and it's been a great experience. So through HBA, I feel like I have learned a lot, and especially through Tomorrow's Executives and kind of driving initiatives and events forward and groups with tomorrow's executives, I sort of did the opposite of Jen. I went from a science field to a finance field. From academic clinical trials, I was in operations at Covance, and then I moved into a finance role. And it's been great experiences learning all around and great fun. I must say that I think our generation is a highly collaborative generation, and we realize that working with others and supporting each other, you're just going to get more done. And so that's, I think, how we've been pretty active and pretty engaged as a young professional group within HBA and within the community.
Yeah, well, I am thrilled to have you both on this program. And this affinity group started way back when I was president of the Metro chapter in 2010 and actually named tomorrow's executives because I really felt that there was a need to start grooming younger talent to really lead in the industry, and it's changing. And the fresh perspective you both bring to this discussion is really going to benefit the entire membership. So let's get started. And let's start with a reality check. This whole issue of gender parity, we're hearing so much about it, this Me Too movement, the Time's Up. There's such a focus, and New Jersey just signed in equal pay for equal role in Act legislation just recently, so there's a lot of attention on this. But the way I have experienced gender parity in the workplace is very different probably from what you guys have seen. So, Jen, why don't we start with you? What observations have you made regarding gender parity in the workplace?
Sure, and I completely agree. I think we've made a lot of progress in gender parity so far, and I know that gender bias still exists, but we are experiencing it in a different way. I have been very lucky in the workplace in two ways. First being that I have strong female leadership I get to look up to, as well as strong male leaders and who support gender parity. And so having that in the senior leadership positions really gives me something to grow towards. And then secondly, I've just had a great experience at the workplace in my role, in my growth, in mentorship. I've had the fluidity of roles and being able to be offered all of these different opportunities. All the contributions I bring to the table are heard. And so I've been very lucky in both those ways.
Right. So you really haven't experienced any negative types you have no negative experience with gender parity at this point in your career.
That is correct, and I feel very happy about that.
That's great. You're not a finance. Hey, Krista, how about you?
Yeah, so I was talking about this the other night, I think that the reason I have limited negative experiences as well, and I honestly think the reason is because of the way that has been paved by strong women. You mentioned movements, and I think the environment is different now, where we're more open to conversations about inequality, and we're more open to pushing. We've seen that once one person steps forward and says this is not right, then other people will be on board and you will be supportive. And maybe this environment is different from what it previously used to be. And I think I have learned from HBA and from a lot of the women who I've spoken to, like Jen mentioned, the mentors that we have. So I switched roles within my company, within Covance, from an operations to a finance role. And I had these negative self-thoughts. I had, oh, am I good enough? Oh, am I going to be able to do this job? And I just keep remembering what other women have told me is, and the statistics about women in the workforce, that we tend to have these negative thoughts, but we are qualified and we can do the job just as well as a man. And those situations have arisen in multiple situations, and I'm able to kind of learn from the experiences. So I think the environment has a lot to do with the success of millennials moving forward in the work, millennial women moving forward in the workplace.
Yeah, I think that's a great point of the generation. Jen, we had a a discussion about this, how the millennial generation is different in terms of communication. Do you want to jump in here and kind of summarize our discussion?
Yeah, for sure. And it really goes off of what Krista is saying, that we are much more open about communicating and sharing. And as a result, I think the younger generation has been empowered to call out behavior we don't think is proper in the workplace. And at the same time, we have the benefit of organizations like HBA, which give us the tools and the knowledge of knowing, you know what, it is okay to step up and say when something is inappropriate. It is okay to advocate for yourself. And here are some tools to do it. So we've been empowered from the generations before us, and also now the environment is more conducive for us to share.
Absolutely. Thanks for that comment. So basically, you're not feeling any type of negative impact of gender parity yourselves in the workplace. Krista, how have these observations influenced your attitudes and behaviors in the workplace? You know, how you talk about empowerment. Can you share some ways you've been empowered in the workplace?
Yeah, I can. It's sort of tough to talk about, I think, because you don't want to give away all your cards, you know? Like, there have been times when I've fret over decisions and I've been very anxious, but at some points I do try to keep that to, you know, a close group of friends or family, because I do want to, you know, the example that was set before me, these strong, strong women, I want to kind of live up to their expectations, and I want to make them approve, or I want their approval too. But I can say that I have sort of adopted this persona of being fearless. And the reason that I'm able to do that is because I've seen the positive examples. So I've seen other women in my company do very cutting edge things and drive projects forward that, you know, nobody else had the capability to do so, and they've succeeded. And because of that, I kind of stepped up to the plate and I proposed ideas, and I wasn't afraid to say things, because what's the worst that could happen? They could say no. And so because of that, one of the ideas that I had was a young professional resource group. And it's difficult to bring an idea to your company identifying a gap. There was a gap in the young professional needs were not being met. And so I have this idea. I'm going to socialize it. And it was picked up, and it's gaining support, and we're now in the second year, and I've been leading the team to a more and more aggressive stance on young professionals' communication within and support within my company. I do think that with the, as Jen mentioned, the opportunities and support and the tools that women have, mentors and resource groups, that we are able to push boundaries because of that.
So what I'm hearing is, you know, you feel comfortable putting forth your ideas. You have a place at the table. You've made suggestions, and you've also had the ability and have been empowered to execute them, and especially with this affinity group that you created at your workplace. So you're not holding back. You feel pretty empowered to go for about anything you'd like. Is that be correct?
Yeah. I mean, and that is, it still causes anxiety. It still is tough. And it's funny that you say that I have a seat at the table. I'm not quite there yet, but I sort of make a seat at the table. And that was, and maybe I make a new table. And I think that's okay, because I think Jen and I, especially with Tamar's executives and with the resource group at Covance, we're seeing a gap and we're proactively making a new table to fill that gap. And it can coexist. It can benefit companies and organizations. And that's so empowering millennials is only going to get more things done.
Right. Jen, your thoughts on this? How has, you know, the lack of a negative gender bias experience really impacted the way you operate in the workplace?
Sure, yeah. And, you know, just to bounce off of a lot of what Krista has said, within the workplace, our company has a formal mentorship program. I've been able to find both male and female mentors who have given me a lot of, you know, great support in speaking up and how to speak up and how to bring my ideas up and advocating for my ideas. And I also have a great sponsor at work and who happens to be my boss. And so when I have an idea that I want to execute on, you know, I am told, okay, well, let's think about this. Let's make a plan. It's never just no, like, let's not do this. So I'm encouraged to provide input and encouraged to speak up. And I think that, like what Krista said, it has given me a more fearless attitude, and it's still anxious at times when I want to speak up, but it's made me feel a lot more open to sharing my ideas.
No, that's really, really encouraging to hear. And believe me, those butterflies never really go away, ladies. and men have them too, right? Everybody has a little anxiety. But I think it's great that you have strong leaders and the support that you need to understand how to ask what you want and how to navigate your workplaces. So it sounds like you both are having really positive experiences at work, which is great to hear. How do you think you would advise your contemporaries to drive gender parity both inside and outside the workplace, Krista?
So I think I do want to take some credit, I guess you could say, and maybe this is because of the, you know, statistics that women always or women often, you know, don't take enough credit for their work. But I think that Jen and I's personality is something that is helping us to drive. So my personality has always been dive headfirst in and to show up at the events and go to the meetings and to say hello and to, you know, if you're in the elevator, introduce yourself. And I would highly recommend, even if that's not comfortable for you, for young professionals, to go ahead and do that, to make a concerted effort. So the negative, we've talked about this today, but the negative consequences are going away. It's more, you know, we're a more communicative and open culture now. So it's only going to help you to show up and to speak your mind. And I don't necessarily agree with the stereotype that millennials are always on their phone and are always in computers and only are going to call in. They're never going to show up in the room. But I do think that it's available now, and so more people are taking advantage of teleconferences instead of showing up to the room. But there is a big mm-hmm. benefit to your career if you show up. So that's my advice.
That's great. Hey, Jen, what advice do you have for your any contemporaries that want to help to drive gender parity in and outside the workplace?
Yeah, and I think outside of the workplace, like what Krista said, we're more communicative now, and I really encourage other people to speak to their peers about it, because gender parity is something that we're fighting for in all industries, and when you speak with your peers and your other male friends, it's a more open environment, maybe a more safe environment. And so I've even had male friends come to me and say, okay, what is this Me Too movement that's going on? Can you tell me your opinion about it? And they're able to bring it back to their workplace. So I think, you know, being more communicative and sharing in your own peer groups can help drive gender parity within and outside the workplace.
That's an excellent idea. Two great ideas, ladies. And, you know, I want to commend you both for your efforts to help make a more pleasant experience, to help drive gender parity in the workplace and outside the workplace for all your leadership with the HBH Mars Executive Group and everything you're doing there. I'm going to turn and ask you for any final comments. Krista?
I want to highlight that I think our generation is the first generation who kind of sees the light at the end of the tunnel for gender parity. With the path and the women who have paved the way, there's added insight and communication and knowledge with statistics, and an emphasis on corporate culture with this important topic. You know, we are working, and it's something we have to continue to work for. But I see in our lifetimes a significant increase in the number of women CEOs and a decrease in the gender pay gap. And I am highly optimistic and going to continue to work for that. And thank you for having me on, by the way.
Oh, you're very welcome. And Jen, any closing remarks?
Yeah, I think we should definitely celebrate the wins that we've made so far in gender parity and, you know, looking forward to all the progress that will be made. And I think one thing that we can do is telling our allies that they're doing a good job and that we appreciate their support that's been there so far. So, and thank you, Julie, for bringing us onto this podcast so we can speak more about this.
Yes, I thank you both for participating today. I hope members have gained some insight from today's discussion. And it looks like we're almost out of time, so I'm going to close out the program. Thanks, Kristen and Jen, for joining. And we look forward to having you all in our next We'll Learn About Emerging Diversity Roles Within Organizations and how they're contributing to the success of the company. So this is Julie Kelly signing off for the HBA, and have a great day.